Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? We've looked at his humanity and deity, and we've looked at why he came. Last time we looked at his earthly ministry to see what his chief focus was. It's simply the gospel, the good news that God's kingdom is breaking into the world to free us from our bondage to sin. Let's start walking through his life together. We'll begin by looking at where all of our lives begin, birth. Luke's gospel gives us the most detailed account of this part of Jesus' life. In fact, the whole first chapter focuses on events that took place before he was actually born. John the Baptist's birth is foretold, Jesus' birth is foretold, and John the Baptist is born all in chapter 1. And then we come to chapter 2, and we have the birth narrative. Many of us have likely heard this story countless times, usually around Christmas time. Mary and Joseph had to go to register for the census. That required them both to travel to Bethlehem, though they lived in Nazareth. While there, they needed lodging, but there weren't any rooms available, so they were able to stay in a manger. This, of all places, is where Jesus was born, in a dirty manger with animals. Not hygienic, not comfortable, not regal. So even from the very beginning, though he is God of the universe, Jesus had a very humble beginning. In the same way, when he was born, he wasn't visited by countless royal subjects. Instead, he was visited by a bunch of shepherds who received the news from angels. The lowliest of the lowly came to visit him and celebrate his birth. It's very important for us to see this image of Jesus. God the Father could have chosen anyone, anywhere in the world, to give birth to God the Son, but he sent God the Holy Spirit to indwell Mary for this very purpose. And he did it at a time and under a certain set of circumstances that would ensure that Jesus' beginning was humble, not decadent. Though God is worthy of worship and desires rightly to be worshiped, this is how he chose to come into the world. Paul picks up on the humility of Jesus in Philippians 2. He instructs the Christians to have the mind of Christ. This means that they are to look to the interests of others with humility. And as an example, he recounts Jesus' humility. Though he was God, he came as a servant. He lived like men. He died the shameful death of crucifixion. Jesus' birth tells us that Jesus, though God in the flesh, is humble. This is what God calls us to be as well. We must humbly admit our sin to God so that we might be forgiven and saved. And after we're born again, we imitate Jesus' humility. Like Jesus, we aren't concerned with luxurious living and praise. Rather, we humble ourselves so that we might serve others. Why? Because Jesus did so for us first. So may we follow Jesus well, living in humility and seeking to serve those around us.